Dave Moore on Today FM.
Olivia, Antonio, hi. Olivia, congratulations on Paddington in Peru. Antonio, felicidades con el película. Oh, me encanto.
Wow.
Listen, it's great to see you both again because we've spoken a few times. Olivia, I spoke to you about Wonka and Joyride, that amazing movie you shot here in Ireland.
Oh.
And Antonio, the last time we spoke was Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, which of course you were both in. And it's kind of full circle. Olivia, you were Mama
right.
Bear.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh my God, I'd totally forgotten that.
Yeah.
We've worked together before. Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations on this movie. It is so amazing.
Ah, thank you. Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Paddington is one of everyone's favourite movies. But like, I've never seen two actors look on screen to me like who are having the most amount of fun possible.
Yes, that's true. I was.
Yeah. No. It was definitely, it was fun. Yeah. I mean, play six characters, if I can, you know, 100 plus the five others around him. It was a lot of fun and a lot of work, but you know, beautiful. Yeah. And I'm very happy to be a guest. And I say a guest because Paddington is bigger than a movie. I just realized that it's just part of the British pop culture, in a way. Book, television, now movie, and, you know, and beyond.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. And Olivia, who knew you were born to play a singing nun?
I know, I did.
She's such a great character, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's great. She was so much fun to do. And because, you know, you can sort of really play and stretch a bit and, yeah, really enjoyable.
Antonio, you know, a Peruvian riverboat captain haunted by his ancestors may not have been on your dream character list, but it should have been because you were amazing as Hunter. But I wonder, how are you on boats? I mean, I know this was probably not shot in the Peruvian Amazon, but it was shot in a soundstage somewhere outside London. But how are you on boats yourself?
Not so much me, but my brother is a champion. My brother was European champion twice, and now he won the King's Cup in Spain. Yeah. Sailing boats for many years. Yeah. She has this team, and 8 times he won the King's Cup in Spain, which is the most important competition in Europe.
Fantastic.
For sailing boats. So it's in the family. I am not as good as he is, but I've been sailing boats since I was a little kid because I was born in a littoral city, Malaga, and so we were on the ocean all the time from May to October every year.
Well, my wife's parents live in Malaga, so I know Malaga very well. So
all right,
one of my favorite places. Yeah. And actually, the reason I asked that, though, is because my wife, she suffers so badly from seasickness. She'll even get like feel weird if she's on a bus. Like, so we can never do kind of boat things on holidays. But I wonder, for me, like I'm scared of roller coasters. I can't do those. So our holidays are always so boring. But are you guys daredevils? Olivia, would you do like whitewater rafting?
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah.
Anything on water, I love. I grew up in Norfolk, which is surrounded by sea and covered
by
with
sea,
broads in the middle. So you're sort of used to water where I'm from. But I couldn't do roller coasters. I'd rather put poo in my eye than get on a roller coaster.
We feel exactly the same way. Yeah. I had to do it once for a charity thing for work. And in fairness to our listeners, they put loads of money down. I had to do it. And it was the worst experience of my life.
For charity?
For charity, because the listeners donated so much money, it was like a dare. I had to do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was so bad. So bad. Antonio, are you afraid of anything?
Yes, of course I am afraid of things. Yeah, I'm afraid of myself, number one. No, but yes, of course, yeah. I know of roller coasters or things like that, you know.
Are you happy doing upside down?
Yes. I'm a skier. I love to go on a mountain. I love to ski. All of those sports, I feel very comfortable doing it. I don't know. I'm afraid of some little things. I'm afraid of microbial. I'm afraid of, spiders. I'm afraid of mosquitoes. Things that I cannot control or cannot see. That I'm afraid of things like that.
Yes. Well, thankfully then you did shoot in a studio somewhere outside London and not in the Peruvian rainforest, you know, with those purple-legged tarantulas.
But I've been there. I did the Cusco, the Machu Picchu, Camino del Inca. I did it 4 days in the mountains with my daughter and I was bitten by a mosquito. And that bite lasted like, it was me for 2 or 3 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, just, they're a different type of mozzie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Olivia, there's a theory going around the internet that in Paddington 2, Hugh Grant's Felix Buchanan character dressed as a nun and that was a kind of an Easter egg teasing us forward to Paddington 3.
And I do that, the big reveal, and I'm Hugh.
You're Hugh Grant.
Should have done that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Now, that would be good in Paddington 4, if you want to put that forward to Rosie and see what she thinks.
Okay.
How was it acting in something where Paddington and the other bears, I mean, you have a whole nunnery of bears to look after as the Reverend Mother, but how is it acting with some actors like that who may not be on set all the time?
Well, Paddington, as we all know, he's a really good little bear, good person.
Of course.
But he is a little bit clumsy. And he wasn't there all the time because sometimes he got lost and sometimes he got locked in the loo and things like that. But he has a fellow actor called Lauren, who when Paddington had screwed up, Lauren could come and would give us everything that Paddington would give us. And so we were very lucky as we had her to help us out.
Brilliant. And Antonio, the last time we spoke, you did say you wanted to come back to Ireland, but not to work, to just come on a holiday.
Have you managed to
do that yet?
No, I didn't. But I would love to, because, you know, I was there not such a long time. I think it was like a week and I loved it. And I found a lot of things in common between Irish people and Spanish people.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely.
It's true.
Yeah,
I felt very comfortable there. People looked very happy somehow. I remember going one night to have dinner and I got acquainted with everybody that was in the restaurant. Yeah. We end up having drinks. A bunch of people, you know, just sit down there. The mayor of the town was a woman, actually, very funny.
Yes.
People, the police chief, everybody in the village was
so
there.
Sweet.
And it was so funny. And I laughed so much with them. And it was great. And I want to go to Ireland and just visit the place.
And Olivia, do you come just for fun or are you always working?
I've always working. But when I was there for Joyride, similarly, I felt like, God, I feel like I'm totally at home. But it was shortly after COVID, or
that's right,
and so music still wasn't allowed to happen publicly, sort of. And I was that was the thing I was so excited about, a little sashoon, and never saw it. And so
I need
to come back.
Well, please come back, and we will take you to the best sashoons there are.
I promise.
Okay. Okay, deal. Listen, congratulations, felicidades, on Paddington in Peru. It's absolutely wonderful. I can't wait for my kids to see it and the whole rest of the country to see it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
So amazing to catch up with Olivia Colman and Antonio Banderas for the movie Paddington in Peru. But two of the other stars of the movie are Hugh Bonneville, who plays Henry Brown. You'll know Hugh from Downton Abbey, of course, Notting Hill. And Emily Mortimer, who's playing Mary Brown, Paddington's mammy. And you'll know her from Notting Hill as well, but also Shutter Island, The Newsroom and all that. And I was lucky enough to catch up with them all about the movie Paddington in Peru. Do you guys enjoy watching yourselves in movies? Like, are you one of those actors that goes, no, I don't want to see it?
Emily is funny.
I'm one of those.
Emily hates watching herself on set. Even when the director's begging her to see why she shouldn't put her hand on that bit, because that will end.
I cannot do it. I can't. It's I'm allergic to it. It's terrifying to me. Anyway. But you do not mind. You don't mind.
Well, the thing is, I know that I look like Brad Pitt. And so when I watch a monitor and see this big lump up there, I know it's not me. So that's fine.
That's just the role you're playing.
Exactly. Who is that guy? It's obviously my stand-in. I remember doing a stunt sequence once and they said, your stunt guy's arrived. And I said, where is he? They said, he's over there by the tier. And I said, but no, that, no, what, where? That bloke there. What, that big, tall, fat bloke? Anyway, when you watch the movie, you can't see the join.
That is depressing as one gets older and your sort of stand-ins and stunt replacements get older and older too. Funny, sort of old grannies get wheeled out. You're like, oh my God.
Well, fair play to them for being able to get out of the wheelchair and then tumble around the Amazonian Peruvian rivers. Emily, you've come on board to play Mrs. Brown, Mary Brown, and you are brilliant. But how was it coming into an already existing family, both on screen and off screen? Were they nice to you?
They were extremely nice to me, but it wasn't, you know, I was nervous, of course. I felt like a little bit of an imposter to begin with. Not once I got onto the set, but in the run-up to it, I was thinking, gosh, am I going to be able to do this? And of course, it's just impossible to say no to Paddington. And it was such an honour to be invited in. But then I did start getting a little bit nervous. But I was very much related to the feeling of having my real-life family, particularly my own children, think that I'm slightly kind of annoying and uncool and doing their very best to sort of get out of the same room that I'm in. So it was, for that reason, I related very much to what Mrs. Brown was going through in the film. And as it turned out, my pretend children in the movie were much less irritated by me than my real children in real life. So right. It was a really lovely experience. And Hugh was just really sweet. And it felt immediately like we'd been married for sort of 30 years.
Yeah, the bickering started
straight away. The bickering started straight away, yeah.
And Hugh, Mr. Brown gets kind of a shot of adrenaline in this story. We won't give any spoilers away, but he goes for it. Was it fun to kind of inhabit him in a bit of a personality change?
It was, actually. And I love the way that the creative team in each movie have found a new way of telling an old story, if you like, for the character. In this iteration, Mr. Brown's got a new boss at work who... At the risk assessment company he's part of, who says, you know, to be part of our new forward-looking company, you've got to embrace the risk. So Mr. Brown has to face up to a few of his fears, which was a lot of fun to engage with.
Yes, one of them is a huge, large, purple-kneed tarantula. And I wonder, in your own lives, do you guys have any particular phobias? Like, for example, I love tarantulas, but I hate heights and roller coasters. What about you guys?
I'm like you. I don't mind spiders, but I can't. I'm really scared on aeroplanes, and getting up very high on anything gives me the real heebie-jeebies. I think I'm going to sort of jump off, maybe, even though I don't want to.
But that's
I'm
funny. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, don't like that at all. And I also hate mice and rats. Rats particularly, but even mice are really, really, really... And if you live in New York City like I do, they're just... You're constantly sort of just, you know, they're just rats everywhere.
Yes, I've seen the New York rat Instagram pages. Yeah. And these things are just so giant. Yeah. You, Anthony, in particular for you?
Well, wasps are the devil's spawn. And
right.
I'm afraid, you know, for all that they contribute to somebody's ecosystem, they don't contribute to mine, and they should be eliminated at the earliest opportunity.
My dad used to say, when you've been troubled by a wasp, don't you love a fly?
Yeah, true.
You do have a generations back family connection with Ireland, don't you? In Dublin in particular, isn't that right?
I do. It's rather special in that on my mother's side, my great-great-great whatever, were bakers in, which street now was it? Oh, I can't remember now. You probably know. Dublin 7. Forgotten the name of it. Anyway, and we discovered, John Bishop, the comedian, and I discovered that our ancestors worked about four doors away from each other back in the 18-whatevers, which was rather
That's
a lovely
amazing.
Connection. Yeah, so I feel a strong link to the homeland.
Well, we're glad to have you anytime you want to come over. And Emily, have you any Irish connections to report?
Well, the first time I just got continuously very drunk, sort of day in, day out, while filming a film was in Dublin. It was called The Last of the High Kings.
Yes.
And it was Gabriel Byrne was producing it and was in it. And the best thing that anyone has ever said to me was a taxi driver in Dublin.
Right.
When I was late for the audition, I'd come off an airplane and it was delayed, and I was going to the audition for The Last of the High Kings, and we were driving along, and I was all anxious because I was late, and he was trying to calm me down by asking me questions, and he said, so what do you do? I said, I'm an actress and I'm late for my audition. And he said, what would I have seen you in? And I said, I haven't really been in anything much. I just was in this one film with Val Kilmer. And he said, oh, what did you do in that then? And I said, well, I got eaten by a lion, actually. And he thought for a second, and then he went, some lions get all the luck. And that is still to this day, that's about 30 years ago, and it's still to this day the sweetest, most charming, flattering thing anyone's ever said to me.
Fantastic. Congratulations on Paddington in Peru. I absolutely loved it. I can't wait for my audience and my family to go and see it. So thanks a million for talking to me.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.